Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga sa programa Emmanuel Paul Likayan o Pau. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Pau.
Hey, magandang umaga.
Yes, you are in Canberra at the moment at dyan ka nakatira. Kumusta naman dyan?
Okay naman. Hindi masyado stricto sa COVID, so okay.
Malaya.
Yeah.
Yes. Pau, today we'll talk about your arts. At bago natin pag-usapan yung mga artworks mo, paano ka muna nagsimula getting into arts? Because I know you're from Davao. So, ito bang pagiging isang artist mo ay nagsimula sa Davao pa o dito na yan sa Australia?
Since I was young, I usually draw things in my notebooks. But then, pagdating ko ng college, nag-start kami ng banda. So, hindi na ako naka-ano sa arts. Tumigil ako sa arts. And then after when I was working as a graphic designer back in Davao. And then I started to meet like people who's into graffiti. And so I went back to art and then that's when it started. And then when I came to Australia, nagsimula na din akong mag-meet new people here. And yeah, I did a lot of work. So yeah.
Yes. So nabanggit mo yung graffiti ano? Pag sinabing graffiti, meron siyang medyo negative connotations lalo na sa atin at maging dito kasi pag sinabing graffiti medyo parang maduming art, ganun ang dating. Why street arts ang talagang kumbaga doon ka kilala? Bakit yung street art ang napili mo?
Graffiti depende kasi siya sa ano sa pagtingin ng tao. Ang graffiti kasi is madumi para sa iba pero pag nandun ka sa scene is maganda siya kasi it helps you have free gallery where katulad sa Pilipinas or even dito ang hirap makapasok sa isang gallery but when you're doing like graffiti or street art you have free gallery, you give people free art and you can express yourself in a way that you don't have to pay but the thing is it's illegal so yeah that's why people think that it's bad but ang iba namang graffiti is maganda. Pero depende lang talaga sa ano, sa view ng tao.
Oo. Maganda lalo yung sa'yo, makulay ano. Sobrang kulay niya. At nakita ko, marami sa mga gawa mo, may nakatagong mata na laging nakatingin sa tingin ko.
Yeah, because I started when I was drawing things but I'm not really good at colors. And then when I was doing my graphic design job, I stumbled into this thing called vectors where you can draw things in the computer and by using shapes and then that's how I managed to like have my own style so because I'm into cubism art and I really like to do things like original I think that's the way for me to express myself so when I was like making things and drawing things I wanted to be original and then that's why I came up with this design but itong design na kasi na ito, hindi siya ganito before, so it evolved from a lot of things.
Makulay na talaga yung mga ginagawa mo, or dati, black and white lang?
When I started this kind of style, the cubism one, it's already colored. Yeah, mm. I tried to experiment with colored, but I use like bold outlines, because I don't know how to blend colors and something like that. And all I do is experiment because I didn't go to art school. So all of my artworks are all experiments.
Oh, wow. But they're good. Nabanggit mo rin yung cubism. Para dun sa mga nakikinig sa atin, ano yung cubism?
Hindi ako sure pero para sa akin is it's a kind of art that expresses things through shapes. So yeah, that's how the cubism name came from. So it's about shapes.
Okay. At dun sa mga gawa mo talagang na-emphasize siya, no? Yung shapes. Kasi nga, sabi mo, you outline them with borderlines.
Yeah.
Now, can we go dun sa mga competitions na sinalihan mo? You recently joined the Endeavor House art competition. Can you tell us about this?
Oh, yes. It's a art competition that happened in Canberra, but it's for the Endeavor House here in Manuka where there's a really big wall and they're looking for artists na mag-design ng banner para sa malaki nilang wall. And it's the art should be about climate change. So there's a lot of artists that joined this one. I think there's 22, yeah. Yeah, 20, three participants, and then, but the thing is, they won't choose the winner. It's per voting. So
Yeah.
yeah. So if you have a lot of friends, you'll win. If you have less votes, you don't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the community is really good because they're really helpful. They voted for me and a lot of my friends in Facebook, but then the competition called me and said that I didn't win because they told me that they prefer votes from Canberra and a lot of my friends are from Philippines, so yeah.
Okay. So, the votes should come from Canberra. Okay, understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you talk about your entry? The title of the entry is Find Us Mate.
Yep. So when I did this one, I made an artwork that is a cubism of animals. Tapos nilagyan ko ng ano, ng can't find us because these animals that I draw are the ones affected by the climate change. And then I drew in cubism, I drew a penguin, polar bear, and a whale, which is hidden in the artwork that is abstract. So the artwork has lots of color. And I, because I like hiding things in my artwork, so dito sa artwork ko is it has the color of the Philippine flag. It has the blue, red, and yellow. And then I also hid the word "find us mate" because I want the politicians to like act because these animals are gonna be extinct if they don't act. And then I placed X on the animals' eyes because that represents that they're dying.
Yeah. And you also did an entry for the Inner North Art Prize in 2016, where you were one of the finalists, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I still have the artwork here.
Lost in Canberra, yung title ng ano mo.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I remember the artwork. So,
Okay.
it's about an astronaut who came from space and then went back to Earth and fell to Canberra and then he discovered places here in Canberra. Yeah, and I think he saw a kangaroo and a emu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Aside from murals, I also saw that you've been doing arts in shoes, shirts, bags. Ano yun, commissioned work, or is it just personal items that you did your art on?
Mostly commissioned items because with my artwork, I really like to put my artwork in like things like shoes, caps, and anything I can see. So dun sa shoes is I started like doing my own shoes and then just posting it in Facebook and Instagram because that's how I get my clients because Facebook and Instagram is a free ads for artists. So yeah, I post it there and luckily I some people message me and they want to have their shoes painted. But the thing is I just want to do my own style because some people want to have other cartoons painted like Mickey Mouse and things, but I don't like to do that because it has to do with plagiarism. So when I do stuff, mostly I do my own artworks. Yeah. And if some people don't like it, I recommend them to other artists who are good at that.
Yeah, because you have to ask permission, ano? Sabi mo,
Yeah.
it's an issue of plagiarism. At ganoon din
Yeah.
sa mga shirts and bags, ano? You do your own arts painted on the shirts and bags.
Yep.
So nakita ko sa mga gawa mo, you've done several murals around Canberra. So ano yun? Do you ask permission from the council or someone asks you to do those murals?
Some of the artworks I do here in Canberra, I just do it by myself. There's free walls here in Canberra, but mostly it's like a government job. So the government ask us to paint walls around Canberra, and then they pay us. And some of the murals I do is for clients here in Canberra, and that's when I get extra paint for that. That's where I go to like free and legal walls here in Canberra and just do something, anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yun ang maganda dito sa Australia, no? I know in Melbourne, there's several or couple of streets there na talagang puro arts siya, street arts. At maging dito sa Sydney, marami rin mga free wall or sabi na natin graffiti or street arts. Kahit
Yep.
saan, meron kang makikita dyan. Gaano ka-importante ito for artists like yourself na merong mga free walls, may mga spaces where artists can showcase their arts?
Yeah, it's really good. Anyone can practice there, but the thing is, with these free walls, it's really hard to get a wall because once an artist paints on that one, it's hard to paint over them because their work is good. So you just have to find like old walls that are already like damaged and things. But yeah, it's a good practice rather than going to an illegal spot and do it there. But if you're a graffiti artist or if you're doing graffiti, it's a different experience when you go to illegal spot. It gives you hype. It's like doing extreme sports, something like that. So if you're doing it in legal walls, it's just like hanging out. But if you're doing it in illegal, that's where you experience this thrill.
But it's illegal. Doon siguro pumapangit yung tingin ng ibang tao pagdating sa mga graffiti arts, lalo na kung halimbawa gaya dito sa New South Wales, you can see sa mga train stations or even on the trains, they put graffiti.
Yeah.
So para dun sa mga nahihilig sa graffiti and they tend to go for the risky spots, ano yung masasabi mo sa kanila being a street artist yourself?
Keep doing it.
But please don't do it on the illegal walls or spaces.
For me kasi, depende kasi ang graffiti, depende per tao. Ang iba kasi is, yung ibang nag-graffiti kasi is may problema sa life, mga ganun. So for some people, graffiti saved their life. So I respect that. And it really helped them like connect with other people. And so hindi ko, for me, graffiti is not bad because graffiti helped a lot of people. And then...
Parang yun yung expression nila ng feelings nila and everything that they're going through, ano?
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody has their own, like, ways to cope up with things. And I think for them, yung palabas nila ng stress, yung ano. And I think some of them are happy doing that. So, yeah, I won't, like, stop them or things. I just encourage them.
Sana luwag sa mga illegal spaces because government spending a lot of money dun sa mga pagbura or paint over ng mga graffiti writing sa mga illegal spaces. Kaya dun nagiging vandalism, di ba?
But the thing is, for me, what they do is they're not hurting anyone. They're just doing like destroy or I'm not sure if it's destroying, but it's like vandalizing.
It's vandalizing, like
But for me, because they're not hurting anyone, so I think for me it's okay. Yeah, unlike other people who's hurting and going there and bashing some people. There's a lot of things that's worse than doing graffiti.
Yeah, I think it's just the spaces where the art has been painted on. Alam natin na anyone who's into art, sinasabi na hindi ganun kadali para kumita pag you're into arts. Ano? Being an artist yourself, at alam ko you also work full-time as a graphic designer, paano mo mabibigyan ng justice na no, you can still earn through your arts?
What I did was I worked full-time as a graphic designer. Then on my free time or in my like break time of work, because I work for a US company, so my work time is like 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. in Philippines. So what we're doing is in our break time, we just go for painting with my friends. That's what I do. So I work full time to buy all the materials I need for doing arts. And
like to sustain your arts.
Yeah. And when I got here in Canberra, because I was an international student, so what I did was I worked and went to school, but then with my spare money, I just buy spray paints because I'm a guy that doesn't like buying shoes, expensive t-shirts or pants. I use all my money for art. So yeah, I think because for me, it's an investment. So first working here in Australia, I bought some spray paints and then use my own money to do art in legal walls. But then now most of my paints are already paid, like extras from my paid murals. So everything is free now. So yeah, it's because of the investment I made before. But now I just work like Saturday, Sunday. I work Saturday, Sunday in an aged care.
Yeah.
And on Mondays to Friday, I just do like client-based or like freelance-based jobs, like doing murals, graphic design, and artworks, paintings. So yeah, mostly Monday to Friday, I'm not doing anything at home. I just work Saturday, Sunday just to have like payments for the house, something like that. So I get.
So nabaliktad na siya. Kung dati yung arts mo, you're just doing it part-time or on the side. Now it's more of you're doing art most of the time.
Just do the aged care just on the sidelines so I could pay the house rent and car and
the bills. The other day, yeah.
Yeah, the bills. But then for most, for savings and things, I just do the artworks, yeah.
So ibig sabihin, para kay Paul Likayan, art is doing you good and it's giving you money at the moment.
Yep.
Okay. So aside from murals at yung mga commissioned arts in shoes, shirts, and bags, any other form of artworks that you are doing? Kunwari in canvas?
Artworks on canvas?
Okay, yep.
But mostly is what I do is experimental. So I have canvases here with MDF feet. So they look like sculptures. And
naka-form talaga like siya into sculpture?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so if you look at my Instagram page, you can see different kind of artworks there, from murals, sculptures, and canvas. Yeah, I just like to experiment on things. I also do stickers.
Kumbaga, medyo nag-full-time ka sa arts mo, ano? So how are you incorporating naman yung pagiging Pinoy mo sa mga arts na ginagawa mo?
It's really hard because my artwork is like unique. And there's no Filipino in it. There's no like any gender or race or anything. So it's hard for me to like incorporate it in into like the for me being a Filipino. But the thing I do is I use the colors. Sometimes I use the colors if I want to incorporate it with the Philippines. I incorporate the colors. But then my target is just having my artwork known to anyone, and then having them know me as a Filipino so that my artwork would be
appreciated by everyone.
Yeah, and they would see that it's a Filipino artwork rather than it's just an artwork. So I want them, yeah, look at it as a Filipino thing. But yeah, it's really hard to do that.
Yeah, I understand. Kung ngayon na makukulay yung mga ginagawa mong artworks, ultimately, saan mo gustong makilala, or is there any dream artwork para kay Pao?
Artworks that I want to do, a big sculpture of my character, and I also want to paint like big buildings. But then my problem is I'm afraid of heights. And then, yeah, just selling merchandise to people. That's what my target is. And yeah, my dream. Also doing like making like vinyl toys. So I'm currently starting sculpting like vinyl toys at the moment, and then just making something up.
Para dun sa mga nagsisimula pa lang na pumasok sa arts, having done arts simula nung bata ka, ano yung encouragement mo o words of wisdom or natutunan mo that you would like to share to our listeners?
Advice ko lang is you don't really have to go to art school to do arts. Just don't be afraid to experiment and try things. Because yan ang parang naghihinder sa mga new artists, yung natatakot sila na gawin ng isang bagay kasi akala nila mag-fail. Pero everything, if you're doing it from the start, it would fail. But then just have fun with it. If you fail, then be happy and then just learn from that one. Don't be afraid, just have fun doing it. And the second advice is when you're starting like doing art, it's really hard to get money from art. So just have a job that pays the bill, and then yeah, do your artwork as a hobby. And then when people see it and they pay for it, then yeah, you're lucky.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? nakikinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.